for his friends, to share his precious goods for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, the Zivu Chagam Karov, Chana Rezel Pass, Miriam Rivka, Lay the Kali Ola Bari Vishalim, Baram Mechel Bar Vishasagidav, Rechus Yamim Vishanim Tovos. We're going to be learning Ritz Hashem and Maimer and the Sefer Mehmar, Mampura, Maimer Men Gimel, Bias Amalek, La'acha Rifyon Yadayim, Min HaTorah. It says in the pasuk, "Asher karcha baderech vayizani b'chol kol nechashalim acharecha ve'ata yefi ageh v'lo yirei Elohim." So you, they cut you off on the path, they cut off your weak ones, and you were tired and worn out, and not fearing God. So the Esrav Chalap, "Ma winyan oyef v'yageh ma v'lo yirei Elohim ma shaychus shebeinayim." I remember what's this shaychus between being tired and not fearing God. It also says that Amalek came and waged war against the Jews and refied them. What's refied them? Sheraf u'yedeya min ha'tarav. We have to understand what's this rifian and why is this rifian mitzyaches to the adeyim. Also that it says v'al nasosim es Hashem lemor. So what's this rifian, this weakness, is mitzyaches dafka to their yadayim. Also it says in the pasuk v'al nasosim es Hashem lemor hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. And Rashi says samach parashazu lemikrazeh lomar tamed ani beinechem umezuman l'chol tzarcheichem v'tem orim Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin v'Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin chayechem she'akelev bav v'noyshech eschem v'tem tzoyekem li'v'teidun heichon ani ayin sham. So we tested God to see if he's with us or not. Rashi says this is next to the parash of Amalek to teach you that God said, "I'm always with you guys." And you're saying, is God with us or not? So I'm going to bring the dog, he's going to bite you, it's Amalek. You're going to cry out to me, and you're going to know where I am. So we have to understand this nisayon of Im Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayin, what's the Shoresh? What's it to, what is it, Mechuvin? How does it bring Amalek? It says in Yuma, Dafayin Beis Amid Beis, Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonis, and Maitich Siv, Loma Zem Mechir, Biat Ksiv, Likno Yitzchach, Mabalev Oyin. Oylem Usanem Shal Tamidei Chacham, Yishoyiskim Batar, Veinlem Yerushamayim. So it says that, the Pasuk says that, according to the Gemara, that people can be sonea, meaning it's a euphemism, Talmidei Chachamim, are osek b'Torah, and they don't have Yiras Shemayim, v'leiv ayin. They're kone chachma, liknos chachma, v'leiv ayin. And they don't have a heart. So not having a heart is lacking Yiras Shemayim. Why is lacking Yiras Shemayim compared to the heart, lacking a heart? So it's clear, so it's not pshat, they're not makayim what it says in the Torah, then what the Gemara would have said, they're not makayim what it says in the Torah. But it's clear that they're osik b'Torah, they're makayim what it says in the Torah. However, without Yerushamayim, without Amun and Yerush Hashem, without Amos Malchus Shemayim, like the Zohar Kadosh says, that without fear, without love, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the mitzvahs don't go up, you have to have, like the Baal Tanya brings, you have to have love and fear of God in order for the mitzvahs to go to Shemayim, in order for the mitzvahs to be elevated. V'hainu she'amavar she'derech bo ovrim v'al yodo metgalim kol ha'madregot ha'gdolot shel hargashat ha'dvekut v'ha'idunim ha'elohihim u'v'yichud hetgalut ha'torah v'etzem ha'mitzvot, the madregas through which you feel dvekus and all of the godly pleasures, and particularly the revelation of Torah and mitzvahs, this ma'avar, this path that we go is Yiras Hashem, Kabbalah Maruso, God's kingship, and without this ma'avar, nothing's going to be revealed. Gami margish adam eiz tziur ruchani v'choshev ato l'nizgavot u'metyamer b'machshato ki tziur zeh u'kvar mibchinat atzmiut shelo gami b'ladei ha'ma'avar shel Yirat Shemayim Kabbalat Ol Maruto. אינו אלא טועה טעות מוחלטת, לא ציורים עליונים מצטערים אצלו, כי הם ציורים חומריים אנושיים, שמסתירים עצמם תחת מצווה של רוחניות ונשגבות, כי מבלעדי יראת השם, אין משתרשר מלמעלה לשום השגה והרגשה נכונה. Even if a person thinks he has some sort of spiritual perception, and it's part of him, he should know that without Yerushamayim, he's making a very fundamental mistake, that you can't understand anything unless you have Yerushamayim, and otherwise it's all just gashmius in it, what he's thinking. It looks like ruchnius, but it's not ruchnius, it's gashmius. Without Yerush Hashem, mibladei Yerush Hashem, ein mishtalshim alamal shum hasagav argosha nachon. You don't get anything for Shemayim without Yerush Hashem. For Yerush Hashem, yirak kabbalas maruso, יסברך גם כשזוכם לעלות מדרגת ירס הרוממוס, אף על פי שאז כבר עדן ועונג הנפלא מקיפו כל כך, עד שאין כבר שום הרגושה של קבלת מרש של קבלת עול. בכל זאת יש לידו להרגיש כי ירא היא רק קבלת מרוסו יסברך, אלא מפני שהוא אמנם זוכה לקבל מרוסו מצד הצגוסו, בגדלוסו יסברך נבלה הרגושת קבלת מרוס בסוך היום הגודל שענועם עם עליונים האלוקיים. Yiras Hashem is accepting upon yourself the authority of Hashem. Even when you're zocha to go up in the madregas of Yiras Haromimus, even though then already the pleasure, wondrous pleasure, surrounds you so much to the point that you don't have a Kabbalah Samaras of Kabbalah Sol. So a person has Yiras HaRomus, he feels the awesomeness of God, so it's just so wonderful for him, it's so pleasurable for him. He doesn't feel like there's any accepting upon himself of a yoke. Nevertheless, you have to know, you have to feel that Yira has to be Kabbalah Samarusa Yisbarach. So you should just know that when you're, this is a Madrega of Rav Charlap that most of us are not, haven't reached yet, certainly not me, that the pleasure of Yiras HaRomus is so awesome and so overwhelming. You have to know within the sea of this pleasure there has to be this Kabbalah Zmaris. There's Noamim Elyonim Elokim. There's this great, tremendous, unbelievable pleasure of Kabbalah Zmaris, of receiving, accepting upon yourself the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's within this sea, within this ocean of the pleasure of Yiras HaRomus, of knowing that there's this great, awesome God who's running the world and running your life. But within that, there has to be this element of Kabbalas Maras, Kabbalas Ol. And the reason is, Shekachaysa Yitzir Elimita Yitzbarach Shleyabu V'yagishim Dor Meladi Derech HaMaras Yiras Shemayim V'Kabbalas Marusa. There's no other way to get God. And if he wants to, he's just making a big mistake. We have to be Avdei Hashem. And now we understand the last sign of Avram Avinu, that he was called finally Yare Elokim Atay Dati Ki Yare Elokim Ata. Vayefo Kol Madregos Shehim L'maylam Madregos Yare Shemayim. It says that Avram is called Oev, Zer Avram Oevi. But based on what we said, that there's no value, there's no kiyum to any milas without Yiras Hashem, without Yiras Kabbalas Ol, there's no Madregos, there's nothing. So after all of the Nisyonos, he has this mile of Yare Elokim, because that gives them a bisus, that gives them a strong basis. So when you say that Avraham Avinu was a Yare Elokim, you're saying everything. So Avraham Avinu was already on the Madrega of Av. Avraham Avinu already had met much Shleimus. So just like when a person has a Ratzon for something, all of the Evarim are already prepared to fulfill this Ratzon. To be Motzim in a Koach El Apol, you don't have to be Kovish the Evarim. Kvishas Evarim, to overcome your desires, that only has a Makom when there's something misnage. Kach Oysam Asher Zachal Yos Tveikim Tveikus Emes B'Kedushas Yisbarach Kol Mashu Ritzono Tekev Meir Bem Aratzan Ahu V'Chol Yivareim Nimshachim Acharav Kabarzel Acharei Eben Ashoeves. Ovechein lo yitzel Avram Avinu called Tzir Shal Kabbalas Marus Lichbosh Ritzon Apnei Ritzon Yisbarach Lefi Shekvar Zikech Etz Ritzono Shlo Yirtze Masha Ein Hashem Rotze V'Yirtze Masha Hu Ritzono Yirtze V'im lo haysa Amidah Lezu Mitzgashem Es Befol B'mayis Lai Dei Nisayon Lo haya Shuv Bisus Lechol Amaylas Hagedolos Ha'elu V'gam lo haya Adayin Slilas Derech Lefnei Tzetzov Shegam Hem Yagilu Ma'alosu Madrigosu. I'll translate in a moment. Lachain ba nisayon ha'achron shal akedas Yitzchak lahalas ben yichido sha'ayv. Sheinyana tzivui halazeh haya miyuchad v'nifla b'minoy sheharatzon ha'emes shal Hashem haya shal lishchoto sarak haleo v'wevin shenistav l'shachto l'shpachdom ha'kamayim v'vchein v'pnei ba'asher b'emes lo'hekein ratzon Hashem yisprach lo'boratzon avram v'sam yitzlich bos v'tzona b'zeh nisayon. So Avraham Avinu was on the Madrega, says Marana Rav, that all of the Evarim, just like a magnet, are automatically going to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where is the Kvishas HaRatzon? Where's the Kabbalah? I said, oh, there's no Kabbalah soul. It's all automatic. Of course he's going to do it. So therefore comes the Nisayon of the Akedah. What was the Nisayon of the Akedah? That God didn't really want him to shecht his son. But he thought God wanted him to shecht his son. But since God didn't really want it, so it wasn't automatic for him. His limbs weren't going on. The Pasuk says, Yishlach es yado. He had to send his hand to take the knife. Because he didn't really, his body wasn't going along with it. Avraham Avinu was so aligned with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so poshut for him, through the Ratzon of Hashem, everything is going to be automatic. So, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an Nisayon that it wasn't going to be automatic for him anymore, because Hashem didn't really want him to shecht the son, he just told him to. So now his body isn't going along with it. And now Avraham Avinu has to be Kovish his Ratzon, he has to be Makabel Liol. And that's what paved the way for his children, also for us to be Makabel Liol. So that's the greatness in the Nisayon of the Akedah. And now I know you have Yerushalayim. Now I know that you're Makabel Liol. And that's going to be the basis for all your higher Madrigas. So the Yerushalayim is like you're dying. In that way, you're Zocher the Torah and everything great. In such a way that Torah and Mitzvahs are Etzem Nishmas HaAdam. And the hands that take Torah and mitzvahs have to be Yerushalayim and a person. Who thinks that he can be Mekayim anything just from his own Hakara. And without Yerushalayim, he's making a very big mistake. It's like a person who doesn't have hands. Hands of the Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim will give you the ability to get all these madrigas. V'ulam la'adam nidme l'chor kimali yisera t'yeloim v'yachlif atzma v'kol argosh al kfiyah v'kol smaris. Person thinks that it's better if he doesn't feel kfiyah, if he doesn't have kabbalah smaris. V'yikach l'luvavu l'kayim akol mitoch hakor abrur v'asagav argosh v'lvad. And he's going to be mekayim everything with clear recognition and understanding and perception. And then his maila is going to be even greater. And a person also thinks that if the Adayim that are Ma'orim to all the godless is Kabbalah's Marus, so there's no proof that all of the pleasures that he feels in Kiyum Torah and Mitzvahs are from the light of Hashem that is within him and that God is within him. El Shem Rak Machmas Hamlatoso Midavra Meigoso Imi Masha Nimlat Minaro Sevil Onshem Akoshim Valmarim. Maybe it's because he's trying to escape the terrible punishments. Imachmas Sharat Nashamish Kono Heglo Bikirbo, or maybe the desire to serve his Creator caused him a lot of internal anguish. Shimali Ratsin said that he has to fulfill this will to serve his Creator. Ve'ein hochacha, there's no proof that these idunim are the mitzias of Hashem. That's mizgal in him. So a person doesn't know when he's mekabel maris that all the inugim, all these pleasures that he feels when he's mekayim Torah mitzvahs are really from Hashem. Maybe it's just because maybe he feels like he just has to do the right thing. I think they call it in psychology the superego that tells you that you have to do what's right. That maybe it's really not the light of God that's within him. Despite the fact that in truth it's impossible in any way to feel pleasure from anything negative, however great it is, afilu im nitzvas b'avon shel misa lo davar v'nim l'racharkach im amnam shel simcha gadol v'neflay mod b'chotos einu el begeder simcha v'lechal eden lo yavo. It's right that a person saved from death, he might be happy, but there's no Eden, this hargash of Eden, this exquisite pleasure. It has to be something positive and not from the shlila, not just from being saved from death. Vasher al Kain, im yesh hergesh shel Eden adonim. If you really have this hargash of Eden, which is again a Rav Chalap Madrega, not my Madrega, but if you have this, not just Simcha, but this Eden, this exquisite divine pleasure, so we have to know that this is coming from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'etzem Torah Mitzvahs. So So when they got to Rephidim, Ratzi Yisrael lahavchidim argashas idunam b'kiyum ha-mitzah shen etzdavu v'maray mitzah sheken yesh Hashem b'kirbenu. O shidneim em eno rak machmas ha-amlata shakoach ha-echreich ma-chwicham l'kabu ba-akorcham es maruso. So when they got to Rephidim, they wanted to see if their pleasure in kiyum ha-mitzvahs that they were commanded in Mara is because God is really within them, or maybe their pleasure is only because of the fact that they were escaping from this hechrech, there was something forcing them to be mekabel amaris, and they just did what they had to do. They felt good. They wanted to test themselves. Im gambeloze yichul levav amel Hashem vel taraso yedu ki yesh Hashem bekirbam. And that's how they tested themselves. Even without this, they will take Hashem to their heart and their Torah, and then they'll know Hashem is within them. So what they did was rafu yideihem, they weakened their hands. Again, their hands is the Yerushalayim. So a person might think that if he just has these hands, if he has this Yira, maybe that's why he feels good. He feels good because he's just, there's something bothering him. He has this yoke on him, and he fulfilled what he was supposed to do. He has this desire to serve his Creator. But who knows that it's Metzias Hashem? So Rav Chalap is saying, if I'm understanding him correctly, a very, very tifa gedank, a very, very deep thought, that the idea of rafu yadayim in HaTorah, the rufin yadayim, yadayim is Yerushalayim, that they wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learn their Torah, keep mitzvahs with less Yerushalayim, because they were afraid that this Yerushalayim, they have this Kabbalah, so maybe that's why they were feeling this Eden. Maybe that's why they had the light. They wanted to see if they were going to get the light without the Yerushalayim. Is it really that God is with them? Or they just feel, oh, we fulfilled our obligation, we did what we were supposed to do, that's why we feel good. I did my dafiyomi today, I feel good about it now. That's why I was saved from not serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I was saved from not doing the wrong thing. So it's a stark, a gabaldic, a kabbalah. So, oh, but who says that it's really the light of God? Who says that it's really etzim Torah mitzvahs? Because we said the light of God is the etzim of Torah mitzvahs. And the Yerushalayim are the hands with which we grab Torah mitzvahs. So they were afraid that maybe it isn't really the etzim. They didn't really have the ha'ara of Hashem. And that's what they wanted to test themselves. So they had a rifyin yadayim in Yerushalayim. But what happened to Emes? What happens to Emes is that if you don't have the Yerushalayim, so then everything goes away. Everything is nistar. And there's no light that comes from Shemayim. And the Mela, they brought themselves a Molech, this dog that once, as Chazal called them, that wanted to bite them. And that's what it means, Vata Yefa Geah V'yorei Elokim, Kolomar Elokif Fisha Ola B'machshavtim Shetifrach Le'ela V'tiyah Kal Kenesh Aratz Katzvi Me'beladei Hamida Shel Kfius Aratzon V'kabalz Omachuso Ki Sheker V'tol Machshav V'shekesu Behefech Kol Mashi Yechaser La'ada B'mid Zu Shel Yorei Elokim Ken Yechaser La'pricha V'afifa. Not like they thought that they're going to go up Kal Kenesh Aratz Katzvi without this mid of Kfius Aratzon and Kabalz Ol. No, that's Sheker. Lehefech, the more you're lacking this mid of Yare Elokim, the less your mitzvahs are going to go to Shemayim. And then you're going to be Ayav V'yageh. So that's the Ayav V'yageh of Yare Elokim. You know why they were tired? You know why the mitzvahs didn't fly? Because they didn't have Yare Shemayim. And not only that, they were also pulled on the hands of Moshe, that the hands of Moshe should be kvedim. Like it says, that whenever you raise their hands, they'd win, lower the hands, they'd lose. What do you mean? The hands of Moshe are doing Muhammad? No, Muhammad says, as long as the Jews are looking up to Shemayim, they were Mizgavrim, and if not, they were Noflim. What's this Indian of Noflim? Shalom Nisker Klal Bapasuk, Shtaitnishin Pasuk, Noflim. Where does it say? It says that Moshe raised his hands. Where's this Indian of Noflim? It's not enough to look. It has to be mishabed their hearts to avim shoshamayim, like the Mishnah says. And this shibud is avodas eved kabbalas marus. Rak oz hayim is gabrim vim lav. I feel my mistakum kapi milo inof madrigasam. If they didn't have the shibud, they can look up to heaven, but they would still fall, because the whole koach of a molek is because they had a rifin yadayim in Yiras Hashem. And the only shufa is is that they have to be marvin and yiras Hashem to be shmishabe their leiv. The Mishnah says, "Mishabdim es libam lavim shmishamayim." The shibud aleiv is the Yerushamayim, and only then would they win the war against Amalek, like it says in Parashat Bishalach. And that's pshat in the Gemara we learned earlier in the pasuk in Mishlei v'leiv ayin miyud yiras Hashem. That a person shouldn't think that there's such a mitzias of leiv without the sinyan of yira, which is Kabbalah's marus. Don't think that a person can be filled with chiyus without yiras Hashem, without Kabbalah's marus from shachas yiras al apanim aleivarim. The only way you're going to have your, you can have any real lev is with Yerushalayim. That's all Matan Torah. That we should get this lev, we should get this Yerushalayim. Otherwise, it doesn't hold up. There's no basis, no foundation. And Megillah says, we read Adar Samach Nisan, because Mismach Gula Gula Adif, there are two Adars, we read in Adar Sheni. Mismach Gula Gula Adif. Because these days, great days of Purim, Kol Avar the Seinu was Laharos, Shelo like not like a Malik thought in Haman, She Nichle Meitano Kol Pini Vaseinu Vim Lefnim Avrano Mitzvah Hashem Veikalnu Bekavolz Merusa Bechozes Lo Nichle Meitano Kol Pini Vaseinu. Not like Haman thought that we lost our Pnimius, even though we were a little bit naked in the Kavolz Merus, we didn't lose our Pnimius, because sof we still have the Nitzotis of Yerasa Yisbarach. So we have to do is, we have to, after Purim, we have to be osek in the Kabbalah Tzal Machus Shemayim, lismach gula gula, to be masmech the two gulas. Gulas Purim was mimavus l'chaim, gulas Mitzrayim was mi'avdus l'chairus. To go out from being avodim of someone else and be avdei Hashem, botziach ha'sal Mitzrayim tabanus elokim al harazeh. Shetochen kol avdus eved di Kabbalah Tzal Machus abiyir. The whole content of Avodas Eved is to be makabel the yoke of Hashem with Yira. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. That through him the meat of Eved was Mizgal, Avodas Eved. Which is the basis, is the basis for all of Torah. And that's why we were Mitztaveinu Bachilas Matzah. Hamaramezes la Kabbalah Tzvar Hashem, Belishum Esoiris Atzmes, Belitosefes, Beligirom, Mitztalalu, Shematosefes Chimus Klal. So that's this midah of Eved, which is the bus, is the base of all of Torah. And that's why we recommend to eat matzah, which is meramis, to be mekabel dvar Hashem, without any personal esoris atzmis, without adding, subtracting, just Kabbalah Tzal, no chimutz, no fluff. And that was why the mapala of Haman, we know the Gemara was Pesach, because that's when we have Behiras Hayira, the connection of Purim and Pesach, to be mekabel and machuso, without any eschakmus. The Sefer Gemara in Nedarim says, this Shema was not no, no, that's how we're saved from Amalek. Because Amalek comes when we're marvi Yadayim in a Torah. When we don't have, we're not using our Yadayim for Torah. So we see that Yerushalayim is riffing Yadayim. And Yerushalayim is the lev without the lev, all the Avarim aren't working. That's what gives everything the Koach of Amidah. That's we mishabed libeinu la'avodas yisbarach. That's the Yerushalayim. And that's pshat in the Gemara that Haman saw Mordechai was sitting with the rabbis and he was teaching them Hilchos Kemitza, and he said, "Your little kometz is being doicha ma'aseres af alfei kikrei kaspa." That was the avod of the comets, was one of the shverest avodis in the mikdash. Shlo yivchos v'lo yosir. That's the exact look of menachos yid aleph amid aleph. Avodis hakosher shebe mikdash, and that shows harchonas haroish. That's pshat. We're doing exactly, we're mekayim the kabbalas amach shemaim, exactly what Hashem wants. And then Haman realized he's done. Ken yovdu kol evecha Hashem, and that shem Hashem is going to be called kiso shalom, because we have this Yerushalayim. To be mischazik, this Purim, this Maimer was being given, Purim Tavshin Ayin Hey, at 2:27 in the morning in Givat Zev. So we should be zochet that this Purim, we should be mischazik in Yerushalayim. Mitoch Simcha, this is the remainder of the name. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.